Still to this morning, I still never received any kind of an email of any kind from Donegal County Council in regards to this. This is the second time now the council has done this. Throughout all of this process, you know, from the first application to the second application, we were never consulted in any kind of way from Donegal County Council in regards to anything, which is very disappointing. Still to this day, there's still not even any talks from Donegal County Councillor or anybody in regards to memorial for us down there. When I want to go down to Creasla, as people know, I live in Letterkenny. When I go down to Creasla, I have to stand at the side of a road and lay flowers for my daughter that was killed there. 3.5 years later, the council has never spoken to us, never sat down and spoken to us.
It's been argued the difference this time is this is an adjacent site, that this is not development on the site of the explosion itself, and that the site is now there and it's open to discussion, presumably involving the council, involving yourself, the owners and others, with regards to what happens to the site, and it lays the way open for a memorial garden or something like that, and maybe that's a conversation to be had down the line. Has anybody approached you in that respect?
No, as I've just said, we've never had any discussions from anybody on anything like that. This is the second time now that we've found out through media that the application has even been passed in the first place. I understand that what people are saying, it's a different site. The sites are extremely close to one another. Us as families have been trying to get the site of the explosion turned into a memorial garden. But if that ever happened, how on earth would you begin to sit there in a memorial garden with a replica right next door that close to you that killed your daughter in the first place?